أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 66 and 67 of Surah An-Nahl. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the coming of the rains from above, and through it how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the land lush. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about another two ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then a continuation of the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here these are very interlinked. And Allah says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبَرَى. Certainly for you, O mankind, in cattle. Cattle here will not only refer to cows, but it will also refer to buffaloes, camels, etc., other milk-giving animals. لَعِبَرَى is a great ibara, is a great lesson. Ibaratun can also mean observation, that you observe what Allah has put in these animals, and then you take a lesson from these observations of yours. Nusqikum, we give you to drink, mimma fi butunihi, from that which is in its stomach. In other words, whether it is the cow or the camel or whichever other animal, we give you to drink. Min bayni farthin, between the feces, wadamin and blood. Labanan khalisa, we give you pure milk to drink. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this ni'mat of Allah. Ulama have extracted many lessons from it. The one important lesson that is related to these series of ayat is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saw to that need of ours, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfilled that need of ours, a very basic need. A child comes into this world, what is the very basic need? That is of milk. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed it in the breast of the mother. Animals come out, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed it in the udder of the mother of that animal. And in this way, the very basic need. Ulama have written with regards to milk, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidana min. Oh Allah, bless us in it and Allah increase. There is no other thing that we consume, whether it is a drink or whether it is something that is solid, that we hear in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he asked Allah Ta'ala for an increase in it, but that of milk. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, look at this kudrat of Allah, that the cow eats the grass or the fodder or the hay or whatever, and then all of it goes into one stomach. And then from there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's manufacturing process begins. One is the waste matter, the other for the survival of the animal, the blood, and then this milk for the survival of mankind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created it. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has brought about a very important lesson from here, that look at that milk, neither is the color of it affected. It is not tinted by the color of blood. It is not tinted with the color of the feces or the smell of the feces. Labanan khalisa, that comes out pure. Sa'ighal lisharibin, pleasant to the drinker, that the drinker is able to drink it and digest it also very, very easily. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inshallah will continue. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.